Hey, what's going on, family? This is Brother Technico coming at you with another story, hot take. Basically, a man named Andrew Brown Jr. was shot. This sort of thing is just becoming so common. And you can tell people are getting numb to it. But he was shot down. I looked at the video. A bunch of dudes came to the car, asked him to get out, stop, don't drive the car. It doesn't look like he tried to hit him, you know, with the car. It looked like dude just, you know, drove away. And they put a whole bunch of shots into it. It's just crazy. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this because a lot of what I'm going to say is going to be the same thing. And I've got plenty of episodes on this, on what needs to happen and why this keeps happening. But for the sake of it all, I'm going to touch on a couple of the points. Or just the main points, really. Number one, there are going to be no charges because the people say that it's justified. What I continue to tell people is that because of Graham versus Connor, because that the police have the ability or the authority to decide whether or not a person is going to do something. See, objective reasonableness, whether or not it was reasonable. Now, we can go to a plethora of videos of people driving away from police, and these things turn into car chases where these things do not turn fatal. Now, I don't know why they were going over there. I don't know why they had so many guns. We just know what it is. But justified is all based on the premise of, are they acting within quote-unquote reason? You know, were they in reason to shoot this man? Because, I mean, and it shouldn't be because he's getting away. We can go back, and I talked about another case where a police officer shot a young teenager, 15, in the back who was trying to get away. So him trying to get away is not an excuse, particularly not a legal excuse. But this is how this thing is working. And we keep making this a moral fight. It's not about what's right or wrong. It's about what's legal and illegal. And it's about, bit my tongue a little bit. And it's about addressing those things that's within the law, that's within the politics or whatever state that we're in, right? To make these things work differently. You know, and this needs to be a worldwide thing, but we're not addressing the law. One of the biggest differences is that we do not know where to attack our enemy. When we're coming out of the chains, we knew that it was the slave. Like, we got to get out of this situation. This little system that y'all got cooked up, this is not good. This will not work. And here we have the same issue, but we keep addressing it and the so many ways that it failed for us in the past. Trying to be friends, trying to develop relationships. What did developing a relationship give Josiah P. Henson? Huh? What did that give him? What did it give the slave whose family was sold because Massa crops wasn't doing too well? And this slave here did everything in his power to serve Massa, believing that he had a relationship, but didn't understand the relationship that he had. And that's the situation that we're in. Do they love us? Sure. But it's not the kind of love that you're giving them. It's not the same thing. We don't have the same type of relationship with them as they have with us. And it will never be that way because that's where the power is. Take any couple that has white or black, don't damn the gender, and walk into a place, a public place. You understand society very well at that point. And people, so many reactions to it. But that's what we're in. Getting back to the main point, we're not dealing with the law. It is the law that is allowing them to do this, the same law that allowed them to put us into the chains. We have to take the power out of their hands. Objective reasonableness needs to go. We can't, this or otherwise this won't change. Otherwise, they can continue to look at that and evaluate and say, this was justified or this is within reason. You see what I'm saying? It's different when you got a guy on someone's neck for over 10 minutes or about 10 minutes. That's a different image. It's hard to, and they were still trying to in every way possible. Got to understand what we're going up against, and we got to understand where the loopholes are. That's the loophole. We got to start addressing the loophole. Shout out to all the real ones. Thank you guys for sticking around. I know it's been hectic, you know, 2020, 2021, been crazy, but we're getting through it. Thank you guys so much. Like I said in my last podcast, things have been growing. Things have been growing. It's been really, really good. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing it. You know, this is what the community needs. Like, the more we share this, just think of it like this. The more that we share this video, or all, not video, excuse me, oh, so busy, podcast, and this message, and all the other ones that are like this, like, educate our people on this. If we imagine that thousands of people now get this message, we can actually do something about objective reasonableness here. And I know this is taking up, but this is going to be one of those hot topics because this is happening now. We're at the precipice of change, but we got to get over that hump. But this is that obstacle. This is that obstacle that we need to identify and remove if we're ever going to start making some progress. Or, I mean, just some progress in this area. They don't want to give this up. They've been fighting against it, trying to find the ways to construct it. Check out my earlier podcast. If you're new, go check out my podcast where I was talking about Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Objective Reason, was about to bring up Graham versus Connor. I have a few of these, family. Also, check out some of the things I got on slavery. You'll start seeing the correlation. And share these with your friends and family. If this has value to you, it definitely has value to them. Share it. But as far as it relates to this, I'm going to keep reminding people when these situations come up about the importance of objective reasonableness and why we need to deal with it. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but that's just what's going to happen. And I'm always going to refer people to these podcasts that has all this information until that information needs to be updated. So peace, love, and light, y'all. I love you. Let's keep going.